Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Hi everyone and welcome to Quantum Awakening Wave, episode 10. I'm so excited to celebrate with you the 10th episode of my weekly live show broadcasted on YouTube. I'm very excited to be sharing with you today the very first of the code that I have downloaded as part of this codex of awakening trauma, how we can really be traumatized as we go through massive awakening, also knowing that we are on an accelerated path of ascension and that therefore more and more veils of illusions are going to be ripped in front of our eyes. And it means that we need to buckle up and understand more about this code so we can handle ourselves with grace and also power, with healthy boundaries and deep faith in our divine alignment and also our divine purpose on this planet. So this codex is part of Fractal Dynamic System, which is the body of work that I download with the help of my High Council. We download this directly from Source Consciousness, and it is coming at this time in human history because we need something that is really clear, that is really punchy, really deep, really straight to the point, that is also multidimensional and very practical. So this body of work is definitely revolutionary. I have been practicing and teaching it for many years now, and I love witnessing it expand and changing the lives of hundreds of people, of all my students and past clients. So I'm really excited to be sharing this with you today, because as this codex is expanding, I want to share about it with all of you for free here on YouTube. Also, everyone watching the replay on YouTube as well as my podcast, thank you for joining. Before we start, please remember to follow me, to subscribe to my channel, and also to like this episode. You can comment. I love receiving your comments. It makes me so happy. And remember that you could also ask questions during the live, but also on the replay. There is a comment section for that. Make sure to switch on your device every week at 5 p.m. Pacific time when this episode happens live, because the more the merrier. Hello, and thank you for being there. You can say hi now. Hi, Mark. Harmony, it's very nice to see you live. Thank you for joining. Today, I will also announce something very special, because I have felt called to assist with the ascension process and to help you guys to really understand how important it is to actually work on a soul level, to deeply connect not only with our heart but also with our own multidimensional network, so therefore we can increase our light quota. When we increase our light quota, it is much easier to navigate the oscillations of our human as we navigate life. But when we increase our light quota, it is also the way, the best way to increase our intuition, our channeling abilities, because when we do that from being completely soul aligned, from knowing, feeling, and embodying the whole that we are, it means that we are vibrating at a very high level of frequency, which opens the door to connecting not only with our multidimensional network, but also with star races, angels, archangels, as well as our own past lives in ancient civilizations such as Lemuria and Atlantis and ancient Egypt. Because I know that many of you, as part of my audience, you are really interested in connecting with galactics, ancient civilizations, and your own multidimensional network. And you know that I love teaching about that. But for that, we really need to set the foundation straight, because otherwise we can be pretty lost in the quantum. We can also open up our field to not so nice frequencies and have all of these fragmented experiences that are really nearly impossible to embody and really ground into this reality. It's so nice to see you here. Thank you, Darren and Rachel, for saying hi. I really appreciate you. So you know that I love teaching about channeling, and just heads up, I just want to be very straightforward and clear with you about what's going on in my School of Channeling, because Iria School of Channeling has now started. It's so exciting, and Iria is going to close its doors mid-November. Because we want to respect the sacredness of the container, we already have many amazing souls that have joined, but also we are all going to grow together, and we're going to go to Bali. Now we have a retreat happening. We're going to spend 1 week together working deep on quantum business, on business template of fifth dimensional connection with our soul business, which is extremely exciting. So I just wanted to let you know that if you are interested in joining this extraordinary school of channeling, you can still do that. Just get in touch with me and we can chat, because once we close the door, you won't be able to join again until the month of May. And when you join in May, the retreat won't be included in the price any longer. So if you really want to make the most of it and you feel called to becoming an extraordinary channel of light yourself, so you can channel your multidimensional network, embody your multidimensionality, and connect to your own body of work with co-creation, with your high council of light, now is the time to join. I feel a couple more souls in my field ready to join, and maybe it's you. I would love to welcome you. Get in touch. You can send me a message on Instagram, or you can also send me an email, info@sandrine.com. You can as well mention Iria, the School of Channeling, in the comments, and we will get in touch with you. And for today's episode, I would love to invite you, watching here now live, but also on the replay, to take a moment to close your eyes and take 3 deep breaths with me. And first, we're going to exhale deeply to empty all the air out of the lungs. And then you can start inhaling and pause. Inhaling and pause. On top of the second inhale, focus on the crown of the head. And then open your mouth and exhale. Inhale. Inhale. And exhale. And one more time, inhale. Inhale. Pause. Focus your awareness on the crown of the head. And then exhale. You can open your eyes when you are ready. For a moment, feel your body. Feel how much more connected you are, not only to your breath, but also to your heart, to your body, to this physical reality. We share this new codex about awakening trauma with all of you now, because it is actually something that is preventing us from accessing higher frequencies of freedom, of abundance, of unconditional love, and deep connection with the self, but also connection with our family members, our communities, and humanity as a whole. When we are stuck within the oscillation of awakening, feeling up and down and up and down and then open and close and then open and close, it means that we kind of linger on the 4D bridge. The fourth dimension is called the 4D bridge because that is a bridge, and we don't stay on a bridge, right? A bridge is built, its purpose is there to move us from one point to another point. But the bridge doesn't really move us. We are the ones that need to keep moving forward. But when we awake, when we realize that there is so much more happening, that we are so much more than just this physical body, but that also the reality out there is pretty intense and that a lot is happening, what happens is that it amplifies the degree of variability within our fractal. So the fractal that we are has a certain degree of variability. Okay, so it means, for example, we will say from 0 to 100, that is our degree of variability. But as we go through massive awakening process, we receive an influx of light that can happen through like a aha moment. That can happen because all of a sudden our oversoul network, which is the huge multidimensional network that we are, has decided to turn the volume up on this current incarnation. It says, Sandrine's ready, let's turn the volume up. It means that what is flowing through me from my oversoul network, instead of being like this very narrow stream, like if you want, you open the tap and it's just like dribbling in. All of a sudden, it's like, let's turn the tap on, not fully, but let's open the tap maybe to 20%, maybe to 40%. And this is what happens as part of the awakening happens like that, because more of our multidimensional oversoul is turned on within this physical reality. Or light being friends, Arcturians, star races, as well as ascended masters of the light, angels and archangels, co-create with our soul and over soul network and offer healing and cosmic surgery. So all of a sudden, like, we can no longer stand the situation that we have been accepting for years. All of a sudden, we start realizing all of these things that are happening in our reality. It's like, how come did I not see that before? That is the awakening process that can happen through so many different dynamics. For some people, the soul, the oversoul networks and the soul decide, okay, we're going to turn the volume up from like pretty much, let's say 5% to 60% in one go, bam! It's just like they have this massive crash, this huge thing that happened, they nearly collapse to the ground. Some people I've heard, you know, collapse to the ground and they're out for a while because it is so intense. For other people, it is more progressive. It doesn't matter. It is the same for everyone. The more our consciousness awakens, the more we are facing things, truth that we did not realize before. And we do not have a map, we do not have a roadmap, we do not have a compass to help us navigate that, to say, okay, this is what it truly means. This is how you can handle it. This is why it is happening to you, how it is happening to you. So we are there like freaked out. I would love for you, if you're watching live as well as on the replay, to type yes in the comments if you can relate to any of this, of having this massive aha moment, awakening moment, light bulbs, and then feeling really lost because it's like, and now what? What? I know so much about me, so much about life now, but what does it, how can I bring change in my everyday life? What's going on? And so what can, or most of the time happens, is that we end up closing up. It's not that necessarily that we want to ignore what just happened. It's just that we like, we don't really know how to handle it. So we set it aside. We kind of discard it. I'm just going to set it aside because literally, I don't even know how to handle this. Yes, I love that you are watching and relating to this. It's like, why can I not be normal? why is this happening to me? And then why isn't this happening to other people? Wake up, my husband. Wake up, my mom. And we buy all the books. We grab the husband to yoga. We book a retreat. It's like, oh, I just can't be bothered. And then we start being really scared about our family members because, oh my God, they're not waking up. What's going to happen to them? Am I allowed to open up? Am I allowed to awaken, to want something different? If it means that I'm going to leave them behind, am I going to leave them behind? I don't want to leave my family behind. I don't want to awaken. And then this, it feels like we are being ripped apart. It feels like we have no choice but to choose ourselves as being the most selfish brat ever, or just to forget completely about ourselves, betray our heart for our family. And there's no middle ground. I am here to change all of that. I am here as a roadmap. Me and my high council are here to show you the way, to lead the way. Because I was born awake, okay? I went through more awakening during my life, but for me, it is generally speaking, I don't really remember a big awakening moment. It was more like understanding how to heal my broken heart so I could love this life, so I could be fully present in this life, so I could say like a fuck yeah to being a human instead of continuously wanting to escape, hating reality and hating myself. So now I work as a spiritual teacher. And yes, I call myself a spiritual teacher because first of all, my high council has told me that I was for many years and that I need to get over myself or saying, oh no, I'm not really sure that I am, but I am, because what I teach is advanced spiritual concept. It is my own body of work. I'm not copying this from anyone else. Yes, of course, I'm sharing concepts that, you know, have been shared before because it is universal. It is universal teachings. But I share in a very specific way that is coded for me to bring into this reality. I can do that because I know exactly how to channel my own body of work and to co-create with my high council. This is why I teach others to become extraordinary channels of light, because we all have this capacity. We all have this ability to download the purest level of frequency that is going to be so aligned to our soul that it's instant like this. We instantly receive this codex. For example, my high council has told me to not receive any codexes about abundance and manifestation for over a year, and it continuing. Every time I thought I could sign up for this, I could say, no, you download your own, you practice your own. You are not there to receive any codexes from anyone else because you have reached a level of consciousness that allows you to download any high frequency codex that is needed for you to embody, to open up the vortex of your mission as part of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, which is the temple of light that I have birthed in this reality. Isn't this amazing? To have the ability to be so connected to your own multidimensionality that you can always rely on your own soul and your own high council. And to do that with humility as well. Because I know very well that, you know, I still have a lot to learn, you know. He's like, when I channel here, I am so connected. I'm so in my power. As you feel it, all comes in. And I can hear my human take note, because then, you know, then it's everyday life. Then it's the practice. Then it's the training ground. And I've just experienced this and I'm still experiencing it. And it's a pill that it's challenging to swallow because this is literally the code that I'm sharing with you today, that I'm experiencing at the moment. I'm just coming out of it, but because I have experienced it also in the past, it is easy for me to talk about it. Because as you might notice, I am back home, yay, after facilitating from, you know, Sedona and from Mexico. I'm very happy to be back home here. And also it has been challenging. Why? Because I feel like from activating my field to a new level, really connecting also to my with my dragon light body, I come back in a place that is far away, very small, battered by the constant wind, all the way at the bottom of the world, where I was actually, you know, so connected to the grid in America. Could just move there now. But I won't, because I still have a purpose to anchor here in New Zealand. So coming back, I have really danced with this code of the addiction to bliss state, which is the first awakening trauma code that I want to share with you today. So why is this traumatizing to be addicted to bliss state? And what is the difference between this addiction to bliss state, which is actually dense, which we actually need to heal and alchemize, versus living in ecstasy, in this electro-ecstatic bliss state, which is the state that we are here to experience as divine beings? Thank you very much. I love that you can relate. Your vibration is a catalyst as well. I love this harmony. Yes, this is so powerful. Thank you for sharing that. So the first code that I want to share with you today as part of this Trauma Awakening Codex is the addiction that we have to bliss state. Again, please type in the comment if you can relate. We go to a ceremony. It can be any kind of ceremony, plant medicine ceremony. We can go to yoga meditation retreat like Vipassana. We can spend a week in Bali or in Sedona or in Tulum in one of these hot and vortexes. And we're like, oh, I'm at this retreat. I'm experiencing so much love, so much light, so many activations, so many expansion. Ah, this is the way I'm going to live now for the rest of my life. I'm in such bliss state. And then, we fly back home, we come back home, and then bam. It's like, okay, what's happening? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What did I do wrong? Maybe I did not pray, meditate, do my breathing practice, my journaling practice for 3 hours this morning or yesterday and the day before. Maybe I only did it half an hour, so this is why I'm feeling like that. Oh, wait, no. Actually, maybe I'm feeling like this now because it's because of a past life. You know, I was born as a witch, blah, blah, blah. So many things happen when we have this kind of like, let's get back to 3D reality. Oh, wait, it's because of 3D. You know, it's because I was in 5D and I'm in 3D and I cannot deal with this. So this work, this relationship, this house, this situation, my family, whatever, that is the problem. Because I have gone there, all the way up there, and now I come back and whoop, they make me feel so small, misunderstood, we are not on the same wavelength, boo, they are not awakening like me, there's something wrong with them. All of this. Within this addiction to bliss state, as we open this code up, this is all the dirt that we can find inside. Separation. Separation is the trauma. Whatever trauma we take always leads to the core, which is separation. When we are not in bliss state any longer, on a high, this high, 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 we feel separated. I was in the unified field. I was so connected to God and my angels and my family and my soul. And now I am no longer. I'm no longer connected. So it is very much like I'm connected versus I'm not connected. Okay, let me see here, because I did spend quite a bit of time, you know, tuning into this this episode today. What also happens is that we bypass emotion because we put way too much effort into trying to maintain this bliss state at all cost, therefore, you know, discarding the need to actually go and address certain density, emotions, shadows that are coming up. And so we put on a fake smile. We say, like, it's okay, I'm alchemizing. I'm just going to fake it until you make it. And therefore, it creates even more separation with our own heart because our emotions, they speak a language. Our emotions are energy in motion. So this energy in motion is ignored. It is bypassed. It is discarded. So because it's energy in motion that is ignored, what it's going to do is that it's going to amplify and amplify. It's like, look at me, look at me, look at me, like that. It's like, oh. And then we even feel worse than that. Yes. Thank you very much for your honesty in sharing that you've been experiencing this. So what really happens here on this architecture level? When we come back, so when we are in bliss state, and let's here talk about like the really deep, juicy, ecstatic connection that we have. Again, it can happen through many different ways. Let's say like for me, I have experienced that during an entire month as I went from one portal to another portal, as I met soul family, as I met so many new friends, as I connected more deeply to my own heart and more multidimensionality. As I, you know, traveled, I experienced so many upgrades and, you know, new awakening happening about, you know, me and my purpose and all of my vortex, my abundance, my freedom. It's like completely new timeline was birthed. It's I birthed a timeline in this 1 month that was not even present before. No kidding. And it's a big one. It's a big one that requires a lot of shifting. So I can embody that timeline, which is, of course, what I'm going to do. So experiencing that, which is really like true deep heart connection, means that we are fully connected at the center point of our fractal, and therefore the energy within amplifies and grows. So this growth here to become very big, and then we really feel this loving connection to the self, loving connection to others, to a purpose, to life. We are fully present. It's like, oh, whatever happens now in reality, it's just like, I'm okay with it, you know, like I'm doing it, I'm alive. Then we go back home, or maybe we were home, but you know, time passes, and then all of a sudden we feel completely disconnected. We feel triggered. We feel that we are not in the one unified field. And therefore, as I shared, fears and judgment, shame, guilt, all of that arises. So what happens? Where are we within this architecture? Always go back to the fractal. This is the foundation of your multidimensional network, okay? So what happens is that we are no longer channeling, connected. We are not longer basically like channeling, consciously connecting to our heart. We are simply connecting and channeling a vibration that is still present within our fractal, within our human, and we identify with that. So what is possible is that we simply experience the up and down as a stabilization of frequency. So here we work also with the trilogy of rebirth, which is, if you are part of the Golden Phoenix, we go very deep into that at the moment. Every rebirth, every movement up, awakening, ascension happens through the three dynamics of destruction, recalibration, rebirth. After rebirth, there is again recalibration, and then destruction, recalibration, rebirth, destruction, and so on. So as we open up our vortex through massive awakening, and we have all of this bliss state, then what happens is that we need to recalibrate. And this is what I have been consciously doing here, because as I landed back in Wellington, I felt literally going, like the energy was going like this, and it went like, whew. So as I noticed that, I was like, oh, okay, I'm in the process of recalibration now. What do I need right now? Not to experience bliss states, but to experience peace, to experience presence. Because when we understand bliss state as a high, as a distorted, so this is a distinction between bliss state and living an electro-ecstatic bliss state. Addiction to bliss means that we are not necessarily centered here. We are in an upper fractal oscillation, which is being exalted, being like excited, being like, oh, like this. I see a lot of people like that in the spiritual world. It is exhausting. This is not sattvic frequency. That is rajasic frequency. Go, go, be, shout, speak, like do all the things. There is nothing present, there is no equanimity, and there is no alignment and authenticity in that. It is a distorted ego. It is also relating to other codes from this trauma awakening codex that I'm sharing with you as part of these YouTube transmissions. So the distorted addiction of bliss state is present in the upper fractal. Versus living in electro-ecstatic bliss, which is soul-aligned, is living from the heart. And when we live from the heart, we can observe the human going through a high. And this is what I observed. I was very conscious when I was in Sedona and when I was in Mexico that I was on a high. So I was observing that. And instead of going fully into like, oh, like oscillating here without awareness, which therefore creates a crash after, I observed it because, like, oh, my human center is so cute. Yeah, it's amazing. We're having a great time. What do we need to integrate? What do we need to recalibrate? Joy, presence, a lot of grounding food, a lot of grounding frequency. In Mexico, the last week, I spent a lot of time alone receiving massages from the best massage therapist I've ever met. Thank you, Sue, for being there. I had like 4 2-hour deep tissue massage. It was life-changing. And so I did that because therefore I stabilized into this very high frequency of my soul, witnessing my human shifting reality, quantum leaping into a reality. So I quantum leaped in a new reality consciously, knowing exactly what happened and knowing exactly what needed to be happening within me, what I needed to do to be able to stabilize. So as I came back to Wellington, and I'm still there, I observed my human wanted to go in the lower fractal. Oh, the weather is shit. Everything is so small. I'm so far away from the world. I feel so disconnected from everything. I was like, no bypassing emotion, no judgment, no fear, nothing. What do you need to do, human, to recalibrate, to stabilize, not to oscillate, not to think that there is anything wrong with not feeling exalted and like, oh, blissed out all the time? It's like, I need grounding food. I need lots of time with my kids, which is what I'm doing with my pets. I needed to walk outside a lot. I needed to rest and just to like, you can see behind me, but basically I cleared all of this shelf. I cleared another desk. I'm getting rid of most of the things in my office, where I only have this desk and my altar and nothing else. This is what needed to happen. So I did that to help my human integrate, stabilize into the high frequency. And therefore, because there is no judgment and there is no fears, there is no guilt or anything thinking that I've done something wrong, for feeling like this narrowing of the field, for feeling like depleted in energy, there's nothing wrong with it. My field is recalibrating. That is all. This is how we alchemize this code. We alchemize the trauma awakening code of addiction to bliss state by anchoring at the center point of our fractal. We can see the human going through this massive blissful experience, and we make the most of it, because when we are aware as an infinite divine consciousness, as a multidimensional soul, that the human projection of our overall soul network is having an amazing freaking life on Earth right now, is experiencing lots of upgrades, lots of magic, then as we witness that, it is literally the ecstasy that I'm talking about. It is like, oh my God, like my human is experiencing his best life ever. And so I can just feel goosebumps all over. I share this. It's like everything gets embodied instantly. We are not outside of our alignment, just like, oh, all over the place. And therefore the high frequency stays out of ourselves, because when we have the degree of variability of our fractal, okay, 0 to 100, then when we experience all of these upgrades, this massive awakening, this ecstasy, this bliss state, it means that we stretch it out, maybe let's say to 200. So it creates this very big bandwidth. And all of a sudden, we have a lot of light that wants to come into our field, but not only into our field, also into our body. And the light that we are within is turning up as well. So what happens is that for the degree of variability of the fractal to move from 0 to 100 to 100 to 200, then to 200 to 300, and keep its ascension process in terms of frequency, it means that we need to release outdated frequencies. So the fractal is not going to continue increase frequency if there is weight in it. So of course we need to recalibrate, because you cannot carry a brand new backpack full of gift if you already carrying an old backpack full of junk. It's like, I cannot create a new healing room here in my office that was cluttered with things. I started receiving messages in Sedona, you need to remove everything, old furniture. So you need to buy new things. You know, you need to buy a new carpet, like a new rug, like make it really nice and cozy, buy new crystal balls and things like that. But for that, first get rid of everything. So when we understand that, when we go and have these massive, beautiful experiences that makes us feel so deeply happy and connected, we place ourselves at the center point of our fractal. We observe that. And as we observe that, because we reside within the one unified field of our multidimensionality, our heart portal, it means that it is much easier for the fractal to already shift in frequencies and to bring this high frequency code, this light code, this amazing upgrade that we are receiving deep within the body. Otherwise, they stay outside the body and they're just going to wait. Sometimes, like, honestly, some people, they can take years to integrate one activation, one cosmic surgery, because they don't understand how to do it. I received that sometimes night after night after night for weeks onwards. If I did not know how to do it, I would not function in the world. I function really well in the world because I have the capacity to integrate new light codes at an accelerated rate. This is why we are teaching this, because this system is revolutionary. Okay? So when you have this massive experience, observe, rejoice for your human, rejoice for your life, open up your wings, tune into the timelines, ask your team, ask your heart, how can I integrate this? What is it that you want me to be doing? Because I was doing that as I was traveling and expanding my vortex so deeply, I receive all of these new timelines. The new timeline that's come in and that I started activating already had nothing to do apparently with me coming back and having the urge to completely clear my office and to make it more like a healing room. Like, just could not see. But I trust my team entirely. I trust my soul entirely. And because I accepted that, I was like, okay, you know, keep showing me. And so they showed me, and now I know everything that is related. You know, this is a healing room and I will be able to perform all of these amazing healing sessions for my two daughters, because we're going to do a trip for 3 to 4 months in Europe, the United States and Mexico next year. And I'm taking them to visit potent vortexes. They will come with me to Sedona. Yes. To see me channel and trans-channel again at the Sedona Transcendence Retreat, where I met so many amazing people. So they need to also shift to be able to integrate these frequencies themselves. So you see, everything is related. So when you go through these amazing moments, take notes, rejoice, but also know that the time of recalibration will come. And so when the time of recalibration comes, you are prepared. I knew this would be happening. It's not a surprise. What took me by surprise was the feeling of being really ungrounded. Like literally, I was struggling to be in my body. I was like, wow, okay, the body's in New Zealand, the body's at home, it's okay. It's like, we're integrating there. But when you can prepare yourself for the state of recalibration, then there is no going down into separation template. Separation template, meaning that you think that there is something wrong with you, that you're not connected to your heart, not connected to God anymore. You always are. We always are connected. If we were not connected, we would not be alive. We would be like the... Basically, when the connection stops, the body drops, the soul moves on to other planes. We call it the death portal, okay? But as long as you breathe here, it's like the connection is there. It's only we don't know, we haven't learned. This is why I want you to join every single episode that we share. Because in every single episode of Quantum Awakening Wave, we share more codes of sovereignty, of multidimensionality, of deep connection with the self, deep connection with life. Because when we get addicted to bliss state like that, the distorted one, and we always want to feel high, what can also happen, what I see a lot, is that therefore we create a portal to go into another trauma awakening code, which is to ostracize. So many people feel the need to ostracize. I understand. We will go more into that in future episodes to really understand the intricacies of this dynamic. But let's be honest. If we are here experiencing this life as you are now, and most likely you have a family, you have a job, you have pets, like you're not meant to ostracize, okay? You're meant to be part of life. So we are here to awaken within our reality, to stay within our reality. Yes, of course, to adjust it. We adjust it to upgrade it, but we do it with grace. We do it with kindness, with maturity, with presence. Not destructing everything and everyone and bringing more pain into the heart of the ones we love because, oh, all of a sudden I'm awake and you are not, so I know better, which is yet another code of trauma awakening. Massive ego distortions happened. Okay? I'm just going to read the comment. I Lovely. Thank you so much for sharing. Yes, I have been having huge awareness of electromagnetic energy, feeling really strong and connected, but then hit really strongly by primal survival emotions, super intense, but then make it back to light. This is amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that, because you are talking about something very specific that really happens energetically when we open up and we are connected to our heart, and we are experiencing a beautiful awakening moment, which brings this bliss state when we are feeling so connected, so present with life, so connected to God and our soul family. What happens is that there is, again, the volume is turned up. So it means that more of our soul is coming to life, and more of us creates an increase of frequency. So we can feel sometimes I feel like I shake like this, there's these waves coming, like this also electrostatic bliss state, which is like Kundalini connection, you know, with the sacral chakras down at the bottom of the spine. And we can feel all of this rush of energy. It is a mix of magnetism and electricity, electrostatic bliss state. So when we feel that, it's like the electric current, the volts are whoop, of a system. So there was like a little problem with the connection. I think it's okay. We cannot stay turned on all the time, because our body, our nervous system need to recalibrate to that. So it's very important to work with the nervous system so we can relax. And so this very high level of frequency is not seen as a foreign enemy. Because again, as so beautifully mentioned by Harmony here, we are also dealing with primal survival emotions. And that is going to be triggered by any awakening moments that we have. Because it is literally the awakening moment is like the movie in The Croods. You know, I love The Croods, you know, like the the family that lives in a cave, and the father is like, always, you need to stay in the cave because it's a very dangerous world out there. Until the cave collapses, they have no choice but to continue. And the father lives in fear continuously, fear of survival. He's a really nice guy. There's nothing wrong with him. All that he wants is to protect himself and his family so they stay alive. But the younger generation, especially his daughter, says this is no way to be alive. You know, like, let's see the vast world out there. And at the end, they have so much fun. But it is very much that. The awakening process is all of a sudden, the cave collapse. We are thrown out there into the wilderness and we feel completely naked to the elements. There's no more protection. It's like, oh, what do you need to do? And then we are looking for a cave to hide again. There's no cave to hide again. The cave is gone. That reality is gone. When I was little, I had so many light bulbs, so many, like, you know, awakening moments, awakened moments. It's not that I was awakening. I was awake, but I had these very profound moments of realizing that we were living in a really bizarre place, you know? And so often I would just say to mom, why can I not be like everyone else? Why do I need to know this? Why do I need to see it? And why does no one else see this, mom? It's so intense. I wish I was like everyone else. Because it would allow me to just, you know, work and, you know, earn money and not feel so traumatized all the time. And mom told me, you know, repetitively, it's because you were not born to be like everyone else. You were born to change the world, my daughter. This is why you were born awake. So now you need to learn how to handle that. But then there was never any cave. I would sometimes literally pray and ask my angel not to see anything. I did not want to have any psychic abilities. So I closed myself off completely. Not completely, actually, because every now and then things would still happen. But from like being open, let's say 100%, I might have gone to 40% of, you know, psychic opening. But still, even if I thought that, oh, I've placed myself into a cave, what happened? I created this gigantic dome around myself. So I suffered for a lot, like many years, all my teenage years, I had massive, intense migraines. Nobody knew why. I went to see so many specialists because I refused to be the awakened being that I came here to be. So even if we think that our primal brain, our survival instinct is coming and is annoying us and preventing us from moving forward, we will keep on moving forward. Only is that if we code it in and we ask it to be there and we identify with it, like I used to when I was young, you know, because I did not know what else to do. I just wanted to hide. I just wanted to be invisible. I just wanted, like, you know, to be like that. Until the cave was so suffocating that I developed very unhealthy anger, devastating, destructing rage to break free from my own cage. So when this primal brain comes in, it's like we really need to work with our body, with our nervous system, but also with our consciousness is to say, it's okay. I know it's intense, but you've got this. You've got this syndrome. You can do this. You know why? Because you are powerful beyond measure, because you are a sovereign multidimensional being of the light, because you were not born to play small, you were not born to fit in, you were not born to be confined by the enslavement template of the matrix system, you were born to break from it, you were born to dismantle it, you were born to teach people how to walk on the 4D bridge, not to actually walk, but run and even fly to get to the destination of the new golden age of miracles. This is why you were born. This is why everybody listening to this, which is not a mistake, you know very well that there is no way that you can hide. There is no way that you can stay low. There is no way that you are separated ever. You are always within the one unified field of your own consciousness. You are always connected to the multidimensional network. It is only a shift in consciousness, a shift in awareness, a choice that you can have, that you can make every single literally from the heart to do what's necessary to reside at the center point of your fractal and to say, yes, I am ready and I'm receiving all of this light that is flowing through me. Yes, I am ready to receive more of myself. Please send that to me so I can be my own guiding light. So I can be so sovereign that no matter what happens in the world, no matter what happens in my reality, no matter what I am asked to do by my soul, my high council, I will rise up to the occasion to do it. I will become more strong. I will become powerful. I will become more abundant. I will increase my freedom. I will work on myself continuously, relentlessly, as if my life depended on it, because it does. It does. Our life depends on our ability to show up for ourselves, to show up and to know how to stay soul aligned. Soul alignment is the foundation of everything. Everything. If you are not soul aligned, if you don't know how to stay soul aligned, you will keep on oscillating up and down and up and down and up and down in your fractal bliss state, feeling separated, feeling like shit. Feeling amazing, awakening moment, feeling like shit. Always like this. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with others? Oh, it's the matrix. It's my past lives. It's alternate reality, whatever. No. You here now have the ability to be so present that you are the focal point of your multidimensional network. And that you know exactly how to co-create with different aspects of yourselves, like inner child, past life, ancestors, timeline, and heal that, for example. This is why I'm very happy to announce that I have created a unique package for you, which is called the Bundle Light and Lit. And this bundle has been coming to me because I want to give you this foundation. And I have already created these two amazing online courses. And these two combined bring the pieces of the puzzle together of soul alignment, healing, and connection with multidimensionality, as well as star races for healing and for alchemy. So this bundle that I called Light and Lit is really here to to help you increase the light quota that you embody at each and every single moment. So no matter what happens, you stay centered at the center point of your fractal and you are ready, but you are also relaxed. This bundle includes two of my amazing signature online courses. The first one is called Fractal Shift. Fractal Shift is there to help you understand your multidimensionality. We work a lot with the fractal system here. We go really deep into healing. There are many journeys to guide you through past lives, healing ancestors' timeline, healing the inner child timeline. But we also take you into pods with the Arcturians, the Palladians, the Andromedans, and more when you receive galactic healing. And we also work with quantum technology, so you can receive all of these amazing tools in your toolbox that are going to help you to increase your light quota, but also to step more into your power. That is Fractal Shift. The other online course is Pathway One Soul Alignment. Pathway One Soul Alignment goes really deep into understanding the codex of what it actually means to be soul aligned. We talk a lot about polarities, divine feminine, divine masculine. We also work with different aspects of past lives in our child ancestors' timeline. We work as well with connecting with intuition, with channeling abilities, and so much more. This is truly a life-changing course. Pathway One Soul Alignment was facilitated live for 5 months. So it is a very amazing codex. Fractal Shift was pre-recorded. Everything is now pre-recorded. So you can go at your own pace. And this amazing bundle is yours now, so you can work on refining your understanding of who you are. Who you truly are beyond any name, beyond any work, beyond any role in society, who you are as a unique multidimensional soul, and connect more to abundance. There are also free gifts that come when you sign up as part of these online courses, such as a bundle on abundance, which is 6 transmissions on increasing your abundance. So you can receive that. There is a sale going on now until, so it's for 72 hours. So it is until the 18th at 7 p.m. Pacific time. So you can save $222. So the price of this bundle is usually $900 if you were to purchase it each online course individually. But I discounted it at only $777. And at the moment, for 72 hours, you can get it for only $555. So it's like super affordable. There is a payment plan as well for 3 months, because I always want to make sure that everyone can access that. So I will place a link in the comment and I will send you a link. And I would love to invite you to really connect to your heart and feel how valuable it's going to be for you to be able to receive this codex. Because as you receive these two different online courses, you will receive a lot of tools in your toolbox that are going to allow you to navigate life in such a beautiful, powerful way. Okay, I'm going to post here in the comment so you can have it and check it out now. You will see that there are some links there so you can receive more information about these two online courses. Let me check the chat. Check the chat. Cleaning my bedroom, closet clearing, want to wipe all the dark furniture away in my home. I love this, Mitzi. That's amazing. Yes. I was thinking about taking your soul alignment class. Isn't this amazing synchronicity? I love that. And you know, when we increase our soul alignment, it is amazing to witness this synchronicity. Like so many things, it's like all the time. And it's just not just the numbers or the feathers or anything like that, but it's like things that people do for us, that we have put in the feed, like literally, I create this amazing deal and you wanted that to start with. So there you go, you know, it's amazing. Let me see what my notes say here. When we understand the difference between distorted attachment, addiction to bliss state, and true connection to electro-ecstatic bliss state, we can feel the difference in the body. And this is what we want to finish with. Always remember to bring what we share in your body. So if you feel for a moment this agitated bliss state, it's nearly like sometimes, you know, like, oh, I need to put a smile on my face, you know, like fake it until you make it and pretend that everything is love and light when actually I really want to cry and curl into a little ball. And like this, like, but I've been feeling so good for, you know, like a whole week. What is wrong with me now? When we feel into that, we feel it's kind of like, to me, it feels like I am being pulled apart. It's exhausting. I can feel my heart racing. My body is like, oh, my body is both tight and really restricted and also exhausted. When on the opposite, I feel into the embodiment of presence as living in electro-ecstatic bliss state, being just at one with life, even if I'm having a shitty day, even if things are intense, even if nothing makes sense, it's like I have faith and I trust. My human needs cry. My human needs to scream in the pillow. My human needs to express things. I feel the experience deep within my cells, all my bones. You know, I feel myself vibrating with this experience. Life on earth is so ecstatic. Life on earth is so good. There is nowhere else I'd rather be than here. And with that, what I personally feel, and I would love to invite you to tune into after we finish this episode, is like, when you are there, how do you feel? I feel alive. I feel connection to my sacred chakra. I feel this like orgasmic feeling of if I eat something or if I look at the sky, it's kind of like it's expanded. My vision is expanded. My senses are alive. I feel so energetic. The energy that runs through me is beyond me because it's my oversoul network. It is literally like I am the angel feeling my body, and my body feels so good. So, so good. Okay, so always bring that in the embodiment of your multidimensionality, because this is what we are about. So as I share from the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry, which is my temple of light, which everything is broadcasted from, we are always here to remind you that you are perfectly where you need to be, that everything is happening for a reason, that you are powerful beyond measure, that you are supported, protected, and loved always, no matter what. And that me, Sandrine, my high council, we are always here for you. And we will keep showing up no matter what, because it makes us happy and because it is our destiny. So thank you very much. Thank you so much for joining today, here live or on the replay. It's always a pleasure. Please watch again next week. I will talk about another code from this codex of trauma awakening. And we go deep again. It's going to be epic. I send you lots of love. Thank you. We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free. Reclaim the power within.